Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly. Again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. What are we celebrating today? We watch them all the time for you. Today and only today, Purple Heart Day, National Lighthouse Day, National Night Out Day. Hey, you're going to go out to the National Night Out here in North Orange County, Anaheim Hills. I think it's Eucalyptus Park tonight, National Night Out Day. And there's also National Raspberries and Cream Day. It seems like all of our levels seem like they're a little high this morning. Of course, the audio for applause can never be too loud, can it be? Raspberries and cream. Boy, that one looks good. I'm sitting here enjoying the look of that one. Yeah, let's check and see what the markets are doing. Once again, they've been pretty active this morning. Been watching a combination of items on the market. We are watching both. Well, we're not watching Chicago. That one is ugly. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 156 points right now, up 156.33. Oil up 69.31 per barrel as we speak. We're going to look also for you at the treasuries, but we spend more time, as you know, we spend a lot more time looking at the markets for you during the Mortgage Minute coming up later in the broadcast, but we'll look at the averages anyway. We're looking at the 10-year treasury, if it wakes up on my screen, up just a little bit at 2.96. That is the interest rate. We are looking at the Fannie Mae 30-year bond down 11 basis points. That would be an increase in interest rates. What's happening there? We are going to watch that one. You know, getting a little bit of a pushback, a little bit of penalty coming on here. Zillow. Seems like they want to try and be everything to everybody, and the stock market really looks at it and says, you know something? You can't be everything to everybody and attempt to do it well. Stock getting seriously punished on the markets. I've been watching it down about 17% since the close yesterday when they announced their lack of earnings. I guess the market doesn't like the idea. They're getting out of their lane, right? What does Zillow do? What do they do well? They're an advertising company, but they want to be everything real estate, so they're trying to expand, and they think that their advertisers are going to allow them to continue doing that. Well, the advertisers look at it and say, "Now that you want to be our competitor, yeah, well, we're not gonna put up with it." So Zillow down almost 17% after hours, missing their earnings. They're down about 16% right now as we speak. Not good news for Zillow. Here's the issue for those that want to follow the market, that want to follow the stock, right? So Zillow as a company, what is their core company? They're an advertising company. They advertise and put information on the internet for people to follow, right? The idea there is that people are going to get real estate. They want to get accurate real estate information there. They want to get the value of their property there. That's where they're going for it. The problem that we see that's on a regular basis with Zillow is not only are they getting their property valuations incorrect, the community thinks that they being Zillow, knows what they're doing. They are okay, but they aggregate information. That's what they're doing. They don't really know what your property is worth because they haven't seen your property. They're using an algorithm to tell you what the value is of your property. Now, do you want an algorithm to tell you what the value is of your property? I suggest you probably don't, right? You want somebody that looks at it, but they want you to believe that they've got it accurate. Buried in their documentation, they tell you that they can be off by as much as 30%. Yeah, that's a $500,000 house. They might be off by as much as $150,000. What are you going to do with that kind of information? Is there any value to having information that's wrong, right? The only place you can be off that much and succeed is in, you know, professional athletics, right? Baseball, if you can be successful batting 30% of the time, you're a superstar. That's the way it works. But it doesn't work that way when you're looking at business. When you're trying to make a business decision, it just does not work that way. Yet Zillow does it all the time. People accept it all the time. Why? Well, you don't know, but they're advertising. And the people, when they're getting into this advertising stuff, they think that the advertisements are accurate because they're putting enough money into it. Now Zillow's gone into the idea of where you can make an offer online. Now they're going to get into the mortgage business. Well, they can't get the valuations correct. How are they going to get the other parts correct? And you're going to be spending $500,000, $1 million doing these things? Does that make any sense to you at all? Would you really want to be spending or investing that kind of money and have a accuracy that can be off by as much as 30%? I'm going to suggest to you that could be problematic. But people are doing it all the time. People are doing that all the time, and they're taking this bum information from Zillow and acting as if it's accurate. Then they call a real estate professional, and I know I see that there's several on our RonSiegelRadio.tv and on our Facebook stream right now watching. The information is not accurate that you're getting from Zillow. I had an agent I was talking to just recently. Okay, we were watching to see where she put a listing on the internet, on the multiple listing service, and she was watching it to see where would it show up first. Would it come out on Zillow? Would her property listing show up on Zillow, or would it show up on our Nest application? Would she get a text message about it? Well, she got the message on the Nest application 2 days before it came out on Zillow. 2 days before it came out on Zillow.
This is ridiculous.
Yet people take Zillow as if it's accurate information. They're not pulling their data properly because they're big enough to get it the right way from the MLS. The problem is, why does the MLS want to give them that information so that they compete with the realtor? Right? That's the whole idea. So if there's a professional real estate agent, they want to be the one out there providing great data, great information, great service to the community. They're educating their clientele. Do you think that's what Zillow is trying to do? Do you think they're trying to give out that great information? Well, if they were, they'd have more boots on the street looking and saying, okay, is this house, what are the upgrades to the property? They'd have more appraisers working with their algorithms than they do currently. They don't have a lot of appraisers doing their algorithms. Yet they want you to believe that they're going to give you the best information out there, that the valuation is what's accurate. It's not. Be very, very careful of that. That's why I think one of the topics that we even have on our agenda today is the idea of why you want to hire a real estate professional before you get into the market. Talk to the real estate professionals in your area. If you don't know the right, now that doesn't mean the ones that put out the most signs, right? Because those signs can be purchased fairly inexpensively. So you want to talk to the agents that are actually doing business. And there are many, many applications out there that'll tell those who know what they're doing and know what they're looking for what business an agent is doing. We have them access, although for the most part in many, many areas or almost every area of where our voice is heard, I can introduce you to an agent that's doing the job the right way and has experience. Now, am I against inexperienced agents? No, not at all. They need a mentor. They need somebody to teach them the industry. I've got a project that we're working or consulting on right now. It's a $1 million house. And I called the listing agent, and I'm going over some information with them. And they say, would you mind calling my broker? Because I really don't understand what you're talking about. Really? Now, you got to learn sometime, but is the answer to call the broker to get the information? Or would the right answer be, would you mind if we add the broker into our conversation? That way, maybe the rookie agent will learn something. Maybe they'll be able to give the next person better guidance. Now, there's nothing wrong with getting the broker involved. Brokers, that's the one of the things that the brokers do. The listing is actually just with most people don't realize this. When you list your house, it's actually listed with the broker. Then there's an agent that works on behalf of the broker. But the listing is actually in the broker's the one that's responsible for it at the end of the day. Just a thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, reasons to hire a real estate professional before entering the market. Right now, lots of fires in California. Is your home underinsured if disaster strikes? We're going to talk about it. Why did my credit score dip? And again, I see a lot of articles talking about the fact that people think that they need 20% down to buy a house. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990. so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star is the company, the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. Fast Pass loan approval at Gold Star Mortgage. Your real estate professional can actually check box J4 on the residential purchase agreement, basically letting them negotiate same as cash terms. Big benefit to you if your agent has that ability to make those, do those negotiations on your behalf. So what's happening in the markets this morning? That is the big issue. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it is up almost 170 points right now. That's good news in the markets. Generally, though, when we see the Dow jumping like that, we're going to see the bond market going down. That would be the price of the bond, which means interest rates going up. And we are looking at the 30-year Fannie Mae bond. Yes, indeed, it is down 11 basis points, meaning interest is up. 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points at 2.96 right now. The big question of the day, which is what you always tune into us for, why is that happening? Well, it looks like the stocks want to test the all-time highs set earlier this year once again. Helping push stocks higher are strong earnings. 80% of the companies who have reported have beat earnings estimates, with a lot of them crushing estimates. You do wonder how much of this is due to the new tax laws and if these types of earnings are temporary or sustainable. Again, mortgage bonds are being pushed downward. Housing news, CoreLogic released their home price index report showing that home prices rose by 0.7% in June and 6.8% on a year-over-year basis. The June one-year appreciation, 6.8% weaker than the 7.1% we saw in May. So what is the news going to tell you? And you'll probably see this from the folks, especially at CNBC, where you can never get a good report on housing. They just seem to get it wrong every time. But what they're going to say is the housing appreciation is slowing. Or they're going to say housing is slowing. Well, the appreciation, yes, it went from 7.1 to 6.8. That is a drop. The headline might be that it dropped by 5%. But the value of the property did not drop by 5%. The level of appreciation fell backwards. So it's still growing, not as fast. 6.8%. If you're doing 10% down, that's a 68% return on your invested dollars. Pretty good return for 1 year. Very, very strong numbers. CoreLogic forecasts that homes will appreciate 5.1% in the year going forward, which remains stable from last month. Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Denver led in the gains. We'll share the entire, I think we'll put a graph on our social media channels later today with what these numbers are looking like from a graphing standpoint. Within the CoreLogic release, it was reported that one-third of millennial renters feel they cannot afford the down payment to purchase a home. Well, we've been telling you this right along. You don't need 20% down payment to buy a house. That is not what is necessary. Veterans, you can buy a house. You can own your own home for less than, or you can move in for less than what the cost is going to be if you go to lease a house. So your lease down payment will be greater than your purchase down payment. Think about that. You need to give a call and let us know what you're trying to accomplish. See if we can help you out. There are programs with, well, USDA has a 0% down payment. Veterans, 0% down payment. There are 3% down payment options, 3.5% down payment options. There are all sorts of options. Now, will I say to you that housing is as hot today as it was a year ago? No. Right? The numbers are showing the rate of appreciation is not as hot as it was. And you need to check your market. That's why I tell you to talk to a real estate professional and see what is happening in your market. Now, here's the issue. A lot of real estate professionals will listen to their sellers. The seller is not the expert in the market. And the sellers, and I'm seeing this all the time right now, and it's something that these sellers and a lot of real estate professionals, they got into this market 2, 3, 4 years ago. Why did they get into the market 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago? Well, the market was at lows after the Great Recession, and they would see people are buying houses left and right. They think that it's an easy way to make a quick buck. Now, let's think about the quick buck. Can we remember the mortgage industry of 2005, 2006, when people were making a quick buck and it crashed? They didn't know what they were doing. They were people that came in as being used car salespeople, and all of a sudden they're a mortgage professional. Where did that group go to? Yeah, they called it loan modifications. So until those were outlawed and they found that people were just being crooks and stealing people's money and doing nothing, a whole group of people then went to loan modifications because it was a quick buck. Right, the government got involved, they overregulated it. Their loan modifications is nothing new. They've been going on 20 or 30 years. The banks don't want your property back. If they can find a way to help you keep your property and have a performing loan, they will do it if it makes sense. Not if you're trying to scam them. That won't work. But they went into loan modifications. Well, the loan modification game ended. And some people said, well, real estate is really hot because there was all those distressed properties. Do you remember the idea of the home flippers? Right? The home flippers got into the industry and they're buying things up. They put a couple of dollars into it and sell it. Well, what do you need to do if you're a home flipper? You need to get a real estate license. It does not take a brain to get a real estate license. I have one, so I can say that. Right? It takes 90 days to get a real estate license, 18 months to get a license to cut hair. Now, if you make a mistake cutting somebody's hair, as long as you don't cut their head off, the hair will grow back. You lose all of somebody's money in a real estate transaction, it might take a little longer to get that back. Again, so people got into real estate because it was a quick buck. They didn't realize that the market turns, and now you need great advice. You need a professional real estate agent, somebody that's been in the market. I refer to them, I don't like saying the word old because some of them will get upset with me, right, Lisa? But I do say seasoned. They've been around, they've seen different markets. So going back to what I was saying, the consumer says, let's list the property, and you've got a property worth $550,000. Let's see if we can get $590,000 for it. Really? It's not going to happen. Why? Well, first off, the consumer's too smart. They're not going to pay you over the amount for it. They don't have 100% cash, so an appraiser is going to come in. Their experience, they're not going to overpay for it. They're not going to overvalue it. Lender's not going to overlend on it. Listen to your realtor. And I would highly recommend you find a realtor that prices aggressively. Price, that means below market. Because properties will not ever sell at anything but market value. Now, you list that $550,000 property at $590,000, and you say, well, you know, something, we'll try it. Okay, you try it, you find out that it's not going to sell. Now you go down to $580,000. Well, we'll try it. Oh, okay, we're going to try that one too. We're going to go down, and now you're at $570,000. Guess what? Have you ever tried to catch a falling knife? Doesn't work too well. You're going to end up selling that $550,000 property for closer to $500,000, well below market. Now, the seasoned realtor, they know that because they've seen what happens when the markets start to shift. Right now, we're in a market that's not nearly as hot as it was a year ago. Seasoned realtors know that. They see that. I was with 400 or 500 of them, actually about 3,000 of them yesterday. Right? I went to an industry event talking to realtors. all over the country, they're saying the same thing. The market is starting to slow a little bit. Does that mean that it's dead? No. Still a shortage of properties. Demand is still higher than inventory. But people are not going to overpay for the properties. Think about that part. We need professional real estate guidance in order to get you on the right path. List the property aggressively. Then you start getting bidders coming in, buyers coming in, multiple buyers, and they start a bidding war. Now the property goes up to or above market value. Not going to go from 550 to 590 in most instances, but that $550,000 property might get you 555, 560, 565. The real estate professionals will tell you that. I shared with you in the opening segment about the lunacy that's going on at Zillow right now. They want to be everything to everybody. Even in the real estate world, now I've told you many times, I lead a lending team. Does that qualify me to value properties? Does that qualify me to give you guidance on a real estate contract? I have a real estate license, and the answer is no. I go to a professional real estate agent when I want information or guidance and when I want to sell a property that's in our portfolio, even though I know so many of them, right? Even though I've done it, I've talked to them, I've interviewed them, it doesn't give me the qualifications to do it. What makes you think that every 7 years or every 10 years when you buy a house and sell a house, that would make you qualified to understand it, right? That's not the way the market works. We'll talk more about this. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, more reasons to hire a real estate pro before entering the market. Is your home underinsured if a disaster strikes? We're going to talk about it. And, well, we didn't really get into the FHA mortgage insurance, first-time home buyer tax credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime, off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. That's NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. Five reasons to hire a real estate professional before entering the market. That is the subject today. Buying, selling a home, it can be quite the adventure in this world of instant gratification and internet searches. Many sellers think they can for sale by owner, called FSBO in the industry. Not as easy as it may seem. That's why you need an experienced real estate professional to guide you on the path to achieving your ultimate goal. Five reasons you need a real estate professional in your corner haven't changed, but have rather been strengthened by the projections of higher mortgage interest rates and home prices as the market continues to pick up steam, easy for me to say. What do you do with all the paperwork? Each state has different regulations regarding the contracts required for a successful sale, and these regulations are constantly changing. A true real estate professional is an expert in his or her market and can guide you through the stacks of paperwork necessary to make your dream a reality. Number two, so you found your dream house. Now what? There are over 230 possible steps that need to take place during every real estate transaction. 230 of those steps. Don't you want someone who's been there before, someone who knows what these actions are to ensure you achieve your dream? Are you a good negotiator? So maybe you're not convinced that you need an agent to sell your home. After looking at the list of parties that you'll need to be prepared to negotiate with, you'll soon realize the value in selecting a real estate professional. From the buyers who want the best deals possible to the home inspection companies all the way to the appraisers, there are at least 11 different people you'll need to be knowledgeable of and answer to during the process. The easier you make their jobs in many instances, the better the result will be. You cannot influence or you cannot direct an appraiser, but you can sure give them some information that may not be readily available, they may not have found. And they're normal people. If you can make their job easier, well, as long as you're respectful and understand, again, the negotiating process, how to do it, they're more than happy to listen. What's your home? What is the home you're buying or selling really worth? Again, it's important for your home to be priced properly, and I would suggest aggressively from the start in order to attract the right buyers and shorten the amount of time that it's on the market. You need someone who is not emotionally connected to your home to give you its true value. And I saw that Linda Eisenman and Lisa Dunn were on, both seasoned real estate agents, different parts of Orange County. I think they would both tell you that for the most part, homeowners always believe their property is worth a lot more than what it legitimately is worth. Their job as the real estate professional is to educate you so you can make the best possible decision for your family. Now, when someone's not emotionally connected to your home, They're going to give you the real valuations. According to a recent article by the National Association of Realtors, FSBOs, the for sale by owner, achieves prices significantly lower than the prices of similar properties sold by real estate agents. FSBOs earn an average of $60,000 to $90,000 less, $60,000 to $90,000 less on the sale of their home than sellers who work with a real estate agent. Now, that is a national number, and it's a staggering number. But when you talk about the national market, we're not in the national, we're a component of that national number, but we are in Orange County, San Diego County, Riverside County, Coachella Valley, all of California. Our numbers are significantly higher than the national numbers. So when you look at the FSBOs earn on average of $60,000 to $90,000 less, California, that means your numbers are going to be greater than that. And you know what's really going on in the market? I just shared with you that one of the biggest supposed educators of the market, Zillow, because they're not doing as well and because their information is not as accurate as it could be, a lot of people are getting bad guidance. So much information out there on the news, on the internet about home sales, prices, and mortgage rates. How do you know what's going on specifically in your area? Had this conversation yesterday evening at this event that I was at. Again, 3,000 real estate professionals at the one event. And I'm sharing that I give you every morning a lot of data, but a lot of it is national data or statewide data. Your house is not a national house. Your house is not a statewide house. In fact, I would submit to you that there are significant differences between what you're going to see in North Orange County to South Orange County, to North Riverside County to South Riverside County. That, yeah, Lisa, you're right. There's a lot of fake news out there. They can't get it granular. Now, you're a professional real estate agent. They can get granular. They can get down to your street and tell you what's going on Main Street, on Frontier, on Willowwood, whatever the street name is. They can tell you what's going on in your street. That's why, heck, even Zillow, right? I had a property that I was looking at with somebody on Zillow. It was a golf course home, and I'm not a professional real estate agent. The professionals will tell you that if you are on one side of the fairway as opposed to the other side of the fairway, there's more value on one side of the fairway than the other side. I don't know why it is. I don't know what it is. I don't even know which side is the better side. But the people that focus on real golf communities, they know that answer. They know the answer because that's what they do. Zillow, I don't know that they know the answer. I don't know. They might look at it and say, well, both houses, the algorithm that they use might go in there and say both houses are on a golf course. They both have golf course views, equal value. Not the way it works. Dave Ramsey, financial guru, advises when getting help with money, whether it's insurance, real estate, or investments, always look for someone with the heart of a teacher, the heart of a salesman. Great advice. Now, I don't agree with all of the things that Dave Ramsey comes out with. I would debate him anytime. But you know something? If someone's out there just looking for their commission, they're not the right agent for you. Hire an agent who has his or her finger on the pulse of the market, will make your buying or selling experience an educated one. You need someone who's going to tell you the truth, not just what they think you want to hear. Unfortunately, I see a lot of transactions go to the salesman realtor. Well, he wanted to list his property at $550,000. I know it's only worth $500,000, but that's what he wanted. And they stop right there and say, you know something, I'll take that listing. Knowing full well that they're going to price that property all the way down and probably get less than market value, because that's what experience tells us. Why do they do that? Because they don't have the strength to educate somebody. They don't have the heart of a teacher. They're not educating the community on what's really going on. You wouldn't replace the engine in your car without a mechanic. Why would you make one of the most important financial decisions of your life without hiring a professional? That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. I get this question all the time. I need to get this clarified for you. What is a first-time home buyer credit, and does it still exist? First-time home buyer tax credit emerged during the 2008 financial crisis to make buying a home more affordable and give people an incentive to buy a home back then. Various other mortgage programs and loans exist. The tax provision here is strictly for first-time buyers. Simply put, it offers home buyers a significant tax credit for the year in which they purchase. But does it still exist? Well, the Obama administration enacted the federal first-time tax buyer credit in 2008, created as a response to the 2008 financial crisis. The Housing and Economic Recovery Act allowed new buyers to get a tax credit of up to $7,500 during the first year of the initiative. 2009, Congress increased it to $8,000 after the first 2 years. Does it still exist? No. Program ended in 2010. So if you have somebody telling you that they're giving you a federal tax credit, run. Don't walk. They're giving you bad information. They don't have the heart of a teacher. They are not the person that you need to be talking to. You need to be listening to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only discuss items that affect your house and your bank account. So what is coming up for the rest of the broadcast? We've got a lot of good stories still to cover, more than I'm even be able to get to. Is your home underinsured if a disaster strikes? We're going to talk about it. FHA mortgage insurance, we'll talk about that as well. Got a lot to cover. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRE NMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-4502.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Credit Sanitizer, go there, just sign up. Get onto their mailing list. They send you out information probably once a week on what's going on in the credit world, what you might be able to do to help your scores. And the question comes up, why did my credit score drop? An airline credit card with an insane rewards program was released recently, and you just have to have it. The apartment of your dreams just popped up on PadMapper, and you need your name on the call box like yesterday. So naturally, you use one of your free annual credit checks through Experian, Equifax, TransUnion to check up on things, and suddenly you find yourself in crisis mode. Why is my credit score lower than it was last time I checked? And is the report even accurate? Is it telling you a FICO score or is it telling you a credit score? Big difference. In the life of a grown-up, there are a few feelings as anxiety-inducing as the moment when you get your credit report back, only to find that it's not nearly as high as you anticipated. But fear not, there are a variety of perfectly good reasons why your credit score has taken a hit, and in this case, knowledge is power. The more you know about how your credit score operates and what can affect it, the easier it will be to get it back up to the numbers you want to see. Here's a few reasons why your credit score might have dipped. You're using too much credit. Number one, that would be the percentage of usage between your credit limit and the amount you've used, the availability there. You accidentally missed a payment. Dad, don't do that. I've told you how not to avoid that or how to avoid that. Go into your bank account and set an automatic payment for a couple of days before, or at least to arrive a couple of days before the payment due date, so you never miss a payment. You cleaned house on your old credit accounts. Maybe you had a bunch of credit cards you're not using for a while, and you decided, you know something, I'll just close all those old accounts. Your credit score will drop by doing that. Paid off a big loan. Paid off that horrible student car home loan. And what do you get for it? A reduction in your credit score. What gives? The reason paying off a loan can affect your credit is because it decreases the diversity of your credit in the eyes of lenders. This is similar to what happens when you close old accounts. When the number of credit resources decreases, your credit imperfections, like missing a payment or two or going over 30% on your credit utilization, become more visible. You applied for a loan or a credit card, that's going to hit your scores a little bit. A derogatory mark was added to your report. Collections, missed payments, all those derogatories, items. Maybe you had a parking ticket that went to collection. Medical bill went to collection. Those are all items that will affect your score. That'll be the reasons for the drop. That's your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Go ahead and just get on there and figure out if it makes sense for you. Here's a question I wanted to get into today. We don't have a whole lot of time left. Is your home underinsured if a disaster strikes? If you've been in your house 5 years or longer, chances are you may be grossly underinsured for homeowners coverage, but discovering that fact after a catastrophic loss is not a good way to find out. I've told you many times, talk to one of our insurance people, Taylor Wilson, Mark Rohn, Rob. There's a number of them that come on the broadcast and chat with you. The issue here is have that annual checkup. Over the years, insurance companies have made home insurance policies less and less generous as they pile on exclusions and reduce what they'll cover. Common exclusions can include everything from mold to sewer backup to expensive jewelry that requires an additional rider on your policy. But here's another exclusion you may not be aware of. Flooding is not covered. Now, if you're in Southern California, yeah, the fires, or in any part of California, fire is a covered expense. But if you're living below some of these fire areas where that we've seen a lot of fires, the next thing that comes is if we ever get any rain, you may be in for some flooding. Be very, very careful of that. Make sure that you're checking your policy. See if you have flood insurance. See if you need flood insurance. Very important. Flood insurance is required for all federally backed home mortgages. It's not required for every federally backed mortgage. Wise idea to buy a policy even if you're not within a high-risk area. If you're in the high-risk areas, then the government-backed mortgages will require it. Average cost of a policy between $650 and $750 annually. However, residents of low-lying coastal areas will pay more based on the level of risk they pose to the insurance program. One policy you don't want to sleep on, there's typically a 30-day waiting period from the time you buy it until the policy is in full effect in many instances. They also have a moratorium sometimes on whether you can actually, they can actually solicit you right after a catastrophe. Like if you have a big earthquake, can't solicit earthquake insurance right after a big earthquake. It's a fear-mongering. Why do you need to update your amounts of homeowners coverage every few years? Well, do you read the coverage limits when your home insurance policy comes up for renewal? Have that conversation with a professional real estate agent annually. Only way to know if you could rebuild your house for the coverage limit. Meanwhile, if you put substantial upgrades into your home or as your home enjoyed a sizable increase in value due to the housing market trends, policy's payout may not fully cover your cost to rebuild and replace your belongings after a catastrophic event like a fire that burns down your home. Occasionally, you'll find your insurer may not want to raise your coverage. That happens from time to time as well. Again, that's why you're talking to that professional. Finally, be sure you're insuring your home for the replacement value, not market value. That's because if you suffer a catastrophic loss, the cost to rebuild would be far higher than what you could sell your home for right now. Document your belongings with your phone and store it in the cloud. It's not very difficult to walk around your house and point at everything with your video camera and then put it into either Google Drive, Dropbox, Box.com, iCloud. There's a million of them. Put it up into the cloud so you don't have to worry about losing something. If you have a legitimate loss, the insurance adjuster may assume you're trying to pull something over on them if you just come up with a list of expensive belongings off the top of your head of what got destroyed in the fire. Creating an inventory helps you prove that you've actually lost what you say you've lost. The easiest way is to walk around your home, shoot a video, put it in the archives that I just talked to you about, cloud, narrate it. Try to name the belongings in your home, what you paid for them, when you purchased them, if you remember. If it's good to do this annually as new items come in and out of your life, then be sure, again, store it in the cloud so you don't have to worry about it. That is just a little bit of common sense for you. Especially when we're looking right now, I know it's not the issue that you want to be talking about, not the issue you want to hear about when we've got all these fires going on in California. But you know something? I'd rather be the one to bring you the bad news than for you to bring me the bad news. You bringing me the bad news means that you found out the hard way what your coverages are and that they're deficient. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear that you were glad that you had that conversation with Taylor, with Mark, with Rob, and you know that your house is covered. That's what we really want to hear, is that you've got the right coverage, right time, right price, right carrier. You're not being the one that's left out. We don't want to hear about that kind of thing because you were uneducated. That happens a lot. You can't guarantee somebody an education or knowing everything. But you listen to Ron Siegel Radio every day. Set that first radio preset button every day to come back here. Listen to Ron Siegel Radio, where we only share items or we only talk about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.